We had been noticing fresh sign all morning. Gemsbok and wildebeest and hartebeest. But we didn't expect to see anything. We were in quite dense blackthorn and hookthorn country. And there were also lion and leopard tracks around. And African ungulates, especially when they have to contend with predators, are extremely alert. And their senses, of course, are much more acute than ours. But then, there he was. He'd already seen us by the time I spotted him through the blackthorn tangle. Although we had been moving very quietly over the sandy surface, and the wind was in our favour. But the thing is, we were in full mid-morning sunlight, and we were moving, and he was stationary. When he spotted us, we were well inside his flight space. He should have burst away in panic, and we would have seen only the departing flick of his black tail. That was, in fact, the most we saw of other game we came across in the area. But he stood motionless, even as we inched sideways to get out from behind the veil of foliage. At first I thought he has to be a territorial bull that is taking exception to us trespassing. But he was too young for that. Maybe he will be one day if he could fight his way up the hierarchy. But for now, he was still part of the bachelor herds that roam the areas around the dominant bull's territories. It might have been his relatively poor eyesight that made him unsure of what he saw, and that combined with the inquisitiveness of his kind and his youth that made him stand, staring at us intently. He gave Jan Martin just a moment for this quick mobile phone shot. I simply stood and admired him. He seemed so proud and sure of himself, standing with front hooves so elegantly placed together and his head held high, and he was cocked for rip quick action. He was like a ballet dancer pausing before the next movement, only more natural and finer. They are fast when they want to, these hartebeest. Maybe not quite as fast as their cousins, the tsetsebees. But they are still one of the fastest antelopes in the African bush, or anywhere, perhaps. But this one, he was not interested in showing us his speed. He broke with a dismissive snort. He tossed his head and rocked away in a swaggering gallop. Those long, impossibly thin legs seemed to toss him through the gaps between the trees and shrubs in an exaggerated flaunt of his strength and his agility and his disdain for our puny capabilities. I let out a pent-up breath. It had lasted only a few seconds, but how magnificent it was. We looked at each other wordlessly. This is what made it worthwhile.